field, all the speakers are in your configuration. Our last largest audience here was 22,453 when we played the U.S. in 2013. The last time we played Grindel in Toronto, we had 13,554 people in 2008. Okay, so John, over to you. If you want just a general comment about the match, and then we'll open it up to the floor.
Yeah, oh, well, it was a shaky, very shaky first half. But second half, you know, we can take some positives from that. I think we just needed to start the game like they did in the second half, and fortunately we have to be 2-0 down for the players to sort of lose that fear and have that composure. So I think, you know, big thanks to the Toronto crowd. That's twice now we've came here and probably let them down, but we have let them down. I'm really disappointed because I know there's more to come from that group. So looking on to Ottawa, we've got a big game there. Yeah, just gutted. Gutted for you guys, gutted for everyone that turns up, but 2 days' time we've got to dust ourselves off and put another performance on.
We'll start with questions.
Neil Davidson, the Canadian Press. John, do you have any explanation for why the team came out looking so nervous and shaky?
Ah, man, I'll be boggling on that tonight. You know, we've tried to release the pressure, and they've had some experience, some of these players in the big crowds, but they just look nervous, as nervous as I've seen. And I think what you're asking is, we're asking them to take control of the game. I mean, the challenge is, you know, in previous games against Brazil, we went direct from the keeper, we've gone direct from centre-backs, right from the onset. First 15 minutes, we've said to them, look, turn the back four, feel your way into the game. But today we said, no, you've got to take that step forward as a team, and you've got to look to take control of the game. And, you know, putting them under that, well, it's not pressure, but it's, you know, putting them towards something to say go and control the game when maybe they're a bit nervous about the opposition as well as the crowd. So I think they'll learn from it for sure. But we have to learn as coaches, you know, we... throwing them in at the deep end, maybe some of these young players and even the veterans, to be fair, might not be ready for that, you know, in front of a home crowd. So I'm going to keep pushing, you know, I still have to keep pushing the control component. I think our players are good enough to keep playing a better brand of football. But as you've seen, we just coughed it up cheaply in the midfield, you know, we coughing it up at the back, just a bit nervous. But I think second half you can take some positives. There was a great 15-minute period, and you know, I think some good positive stories today, Neil. Michelle Prince, I think she can live at this level. Deanne Rose, when I think the nerves shook off. Young Ash Lawrence, again, showed that she can handle this. And young Fleming, you know, we've worked with her for 2 years, strengthening her up, and she's starting to look a bit more accomplished. So, you know, roll on to Ottawa, 1-0 to Brazil. And we'll get them in the next game, I'm sure of that.
Next
Dennis Gibbons from the Bay Observer at Hamilton. Why did you take Sinclair off the field in the 74th minute?
I just don't think she's good enough anymore. Nah, she's been nursing a cough. She only played 45 minutes against Seattle for Portland. She's been nursing that, and it's one of them, the 70-minute marks, the danger zone. You know, the medical staff are saying get her off at 65. We're saying another 3 minutes. We just can't risk her at this point instead of back. So, you know, whatever we save today makes sure that the Ottawa fans get a chance to see Christine, and that's what we wanted to make sure. So I haven't lost my marbles. It was definitely a planned sub.
Thank you. Laura? Hi, Laura Armstrong, Toronto Star. John, can you talk a little bit about Steph LeBay's performance? She was a little bit shaky to start the game. How are you feeling after Day's game?
Well, I think we have to scrutinise, and I don't think you can hide from that level of accountability. I mean, for Steph, she's feeling her way into a number one spot, and you know, she's filling big shoes in Erin McLeod and Karina before her. So I think, you know, this from the qualification through Algarve, you know, we opened the keeper battle up, and, you know, with Sabrina, you know, her and Sabrina were fighting through Algarve. There wasn't a clear winner in that battle, but you know, she's there. She we have to put our faith in her. We have to keep trust and keep developing her. But at the end of the day, this is the highest level of football, and we've got, you know, people like young Sheridan who we might have to look at in Toronto. We'll go and assess the performance unemotionally and see, you know, where the positives were. And as a coach, you've got to make a big decision here. Do you keep pushing, or do you keep the fight open and see who can respond well?
Hi, John Molinaro from Sportsnet. John, what did you think about the two goals that you conceded? Were they soft at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the theme of the game was, I didn't really think Brazil were able to break down our 4-5-1, or they weren't able to break down the diamond press. It was in transition when we were coughing the ball up in midfield, turning into players blind, you know, playing that pass 2 yards too close to the Brazilians. And the last piece is, you know, I said it to the forwards, if you're going to make straight runs, this is what we've been working on. You have to be more sophisticated against that type of defender. It's two runs, one for the defender, one for you. And that was part of the problem. We were just almost too linear for periods, and that led to those waves of Brazil's attack. I mean, you look at Brazil, they didn't create a massive amount in the first half. It's not like they had 25 shots, or and they get two shots on goal and on target and seem to score. And we should have closed that shot down for Marta, one of the best strikers in the world, and you're going to back off. Kadisha will want that one back for sure. And the first goal was, yeah, anyway, enough said. I mean, we were shaky, and we didn't deal with the threats that, you know, in the transition. And we'll take that into Ottawa.
We're going to take two more questions.
John, Equalizer's out there. John, Ashley Lawrence playing at left back today, awarded player of the match for Canada. Not a position she's familiar with playing with. How would you assess her performance today?
It wasn't as bright as she's been through the Algarve Cup and through the qualification campaign and the two matches against Netherlands. So, you know, she got tested. We know you're coming up against world-class wingers. Although she got tested. Defensively, she showed her pace in the recovery. And for the next game, she'll be challenged to get forward more. Like when Lawrence is getting beyond wingers and can receive facing wingers, you see a completely different complexion. I just felt we didn't handle it in midfield well enough to ever get Ash released in the areas that can cause them problems. And unless we can solve that, we've got some problems. It's back to Route 1 football. And we don't want that. So we're going to work hard, you know, to, you know, keep working those midfielders and the combinations in there.
Okay, last question.
Okay. Yes, Robin Clover, soccer in Toronto. Are thinking ahead towards the Olympics itself. Do you have any worries, or do you have people to look after the worries about uncompleted stadiums or the mosquito problem?
Yeah.
Anything like that?
I've just got bigger worries in my own team at the minute, where I've just got to focus on that performance and just, you know, pushing this team further. I thought there was some steps forward from some players today. There weren't too many steps back, to be quite frank. I just thought they didn't cope with the pressure under the strain that we're putting on to control the game. But, you know, if we can focus on that, I'll let other people worry about the challenges that might be facing the Rio Olympics.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Coach Herdman, and
thank you.
Good luck with you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.